Amen. Do you all agree it's been a good place to be this morning? Thankful for that beautiful morning that God created out there for us to see and to feel and to behold, to enjoy. I was sitting there thinking, you know, about all the things that the Lord puts before us as individuals. Who would ever thought that, and I'm speaking for myself, that that would be doing the Lord's work, anointing people. That's not something I ever thought I would be doing. Doing a communion service. Standing in front of my peers, the people that I looked up to my whole life. But that's God. You know, that's not Jamie's plan. That was God's plan. And as we were singing that song, oh, how I love Jesus. Isn't that a great song? I'm saying that's a feel-good song. Oh, how I love Jesus. And we were singing that. And as I was sitting there, we love Him limited. We love Him, depends on how I'm feeling today. We love Him based on this, based on that. And it made me think, God singing up there, oh, how I love Miss Patty. Oh, how I love Debbie. Oh, how I love each and every individual that has ever been created. And He was singing that with no limitations at all. It wasn't because He was in a good mood that day that He sent His Son to die on the cross for our sins. It wasn't because He felt sorry for you today, the reason He sent the Holy Spirit to stir in your heart. It was because He loved you. You, that person that maybe thought sometime, I'm not lovable. He did. And He sings that, and He means that. And it's not just a feel-good song to Him. It's agape love that we can't comprehend. And another topic, you know, I see this up here. He is not here. He has risen. And I think about the celebration weekend that we had last weekend, and we're just wore out from all the stuff, all the meals, all the egg hunts, all the hiding, all the fetching, all this and that. And I don't want us to lose sight of He is risen in the celebration. It's who we are celebrating. It is what event that we are celebrating. So we cannot do that. We cannot let the world creep in and steal the resurrection and replace it with an Easter bunny and an egg. That's a tool of Satan. Okay, got that out of there. Now, I'm going to talk today about security. Security. Everybody knows what I say, Isabella. I say, Isabella. What's security? She says, it's police officers, it's fire departments, it's hospitals. So she knew where we apply our security in many different aspects, far and beyond. What brought it to my mind is in our nation today, if you live life without your head in a bucket, you know that the dollar is having issues on the national. It not going to be the world currency, and a lot going on right now. So a lot of the conservative sites, they promote gold. Take your investments, our securities, as the world wants us to call it, our retirement, nest eggs, whatever. We have great security in those, admit it or not. We do. Who depends on their nest egg right now? Okay, retired people who depended on it. Young people is wanting it to grow so they can depend on it. And that's the way it is. They're encouraging you to take your portfolios, if you even know what that word is, to take your portfolio and turn it into gold, because gold has value that does not fade. I've learned that the dollar under the federal standard, it fluctuates, and it's only as good as the paper it's printed on. So I've learned when money is short and they have to print more money, well, the value of what they're printing is already less than what the face value is. You believe I understood that? Not very good. But the point is, they say go to the gold standard, which our dollar used to be backed by and is not anymore. But to the gold standard, it has standalone value. It's not based on a Fed or a paper or a person. Okay? It is a standalone value called the gold standard. So, do I got everybody confused? The federal standard loses value. The gold standard holds its value, okay? All right, yeah, I got a good point here, a good biblical point here, or the Lord does. Anyway, so I'm going to read Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, and we'll see where the Lord takes us from there. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19, 20, and 21, yep. If y'all would stand when you get there, and we'll read God's word with honor. Matthew chapter 6, 19, 20, and 21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let's pray. Lord, again, we just humbly bow here before you, thanking you for your heartfelt presence here this morning, thanking you for the guidance of the Holy Spirit to have these individuals step out on faith, trusting in you, trusting to put the petitions before you as we gather together to come united to pray in unity. We ask now, Lord God, for you guide us through your word. Help us to understand the message you have for us here this day. And I do pray for our pastor here this morning as he has to be away from us. Lord, just bless him and his family. And I ask, Lord, for you to be with those in their homes. I pray for Dale in the hospital and the rest that are sick and grieved this day. And I thank you, and I love you, and appreciate you. And these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. So, You ever have a blankie? We've made a lot of trips to Parkersburg in the nighttime when, oh, we forgot our blankie and I can't go to sleep without my blankie. So we're talking about a security. This is her security. Her sister Olivia did the same thing. And it meant more to him than we can comprehend, I guess. Billy had a horsey pillow. And, of course, I forgot it in a hotel room in North Carolina one time. And after some expense and phone calls, Debbie got it shipped back to the house. Billy still has his horsey pillow. So, but did you ever have something like that? That is Isabella's security, right there. I would touch it, don't smell it. See? He ain't gonna touch it. See, that is a physical thing that she has great security in, and she told me she had to have it back. So the point I'm wanting to make here is where is your security? Now, we're realizing that our security comes from an outside source. If you watch politics, you see all the political leaders and got them black cars and the black suits running around everywhere. That's security. They feel safe because of their security. Now, in this day and age, in the backstabbing world of politics, can you trust your security? No. No. Has your trust value in our world, our country leaders dropped? You know, I'm naive as they come, and always have been. I remember thinking that anything the government did was for our good. Just no questions asked. It was for our good. Now, that's proven to be not the case. And not that I'm disgruntled or whatever. The evidence speaks for itself. Our country's security is weak and failing. Do you agree? Okay? And why is it weak and failing? Because of lies. Because of greed. Because of distrust. Because of evil. Of course, we know that's all from Satan, the master of lies. He wants to destroy us. He wants to divide us. He wants to ruin your life. He wants to ruin your children's life. We got to know that. So, where is your security? What do you put your trust in for security? Okay. Isabella said, family. Mind you, she's what are you, 18 now? Oh, six. She's six. But I asked her direct questions last night, and that was under direct answer. I didn't coerce her into anything. She named the police. She named family. How she feels secure in her family. Do you feel secure in your family? Sure. You do. You do. Most people do. But do you see the family structure throughout the country is being destroyed? Why do you suppose Satan attacks that so hard? Because he can not only destroy you and your wife, that spreads to your children, that spreads to your family, that spreads to your local church, spreads to everything. And we discussed last night, I find security in my church family. I do. So there again, what does Satan attack as a second below the family? The local church, the local body of Christ. So where is our security? The thought came to my mind a little bit ago about the unity of Drift Run Church, okay? And the thought came as we are not here. We don't want others to come in to support Drift Run Church. We want Drift Run Church to support individuals. That is the purpose. Okay? So, again, where is your security in our finances? Again, we've talked a lot about that. The scriptures even talk about in the end times, your finances, your money ain't going to be worth a whole lot. And you can see it just in the lifespan of many of us in here, how when a $5 bill in your pocket made your billfold feel fat years ago to where it's... who remembers, I'm going to tell everybody's age, who remembers you could buy three pieces of gum for a penny? Remember that? You can't buy anything for one penny. Nothing. I don't know if you can even buy anything for one nickel anymore. But I remember going to Earl Botterson's store up here by the road with a penny, get enough gum to get in trouble with. All right. Here's another one that just came to me later, is find security in education. We've talked about education here already, head knowledge. We need the heart knowledge of the Word of God. Okay, So there again, where is your security? I'm going to read Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. Says, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Now let's all say that together. If God be for us, who can be against us? Do you believe that? Okay, a lot of yeses. I would pray that everybody does. But we got to know that so we can learn where to put our security. He that spared not his own son, okay, now he's given us, Paul's given the Romans examples right here of why we can trust God fully and completely. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? He gave the best he had. Man, that's why we gathered for prayer up here. We know that he cares about every issue that is on any person here, those that gather together. So he's confirming that. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. We learned that in the Scriptures. Can you find security in the lesson that Ken taught today when he was standing there amongst us and was standing at Bethany? He went to be on the right hand of the Father. Do you find security in this right here? He is risen. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Conquerors through him that loved us. Think of your security, your point of security. I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. And my point of all of that is in our daily lives, we can trust Him fully and completely. In the decisions we make at Walmart, whether we buy a Clark Bar or a Zagnac or Zagnut or whatever. But in all your decisions, every aspect of your life, that's where we can find security. He will guide you through your problems. He will direct you to answers. He will help you in decisions of matters of finances, of health issues, of whatever it might be, knowing that He is the all-knowing God and knowing that nothing out there can harm us, nothing can take us. Man, we're going to heaven. If you're a Christian, if you're born again, if you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, heaven will surely be worth it all every instant that we participate in this event called life on this earth will end. We cannot put our security in anything of this earth. We need to find our security in God, in the promises of the Word of God. Security is a source from out. We can't generate our own security. We've tried. And we die. We do. We die. We have wrecks. Our wheels fall off our cars. We've tried to do stuff on our own. Things happen. But God knows. Do you believe God knows where you'll be this very minute tomorrow? Do you believe that? I mean, seriously, deep down in your heart, believe that. That's where we put our security, in the all-knowing God, in the creator of everything that we see, hear, smell, feel, and touch, and breathe. That's where our security is found. It's not in a lifestyle. It's not in anything other than that. I'm going to read these, just a series of verses that were highlighted about security. Job 11:18 says, "And thou shalt be secure, because there is hope. Yea, they shall dig about thee, and they shall take thy rest in safety." Psalm 91, we've heard Psalm 91 this morning, and we hear it a lot. That is a powerful verse. If you're not familiar with it, get it, write it, plant it on somewhere where you can see it every day. But better yet, hide thy word in thy heart. Psalm 91:5 says, "Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day." Now, for a second, if you have any idea what's going on in the world, are you afraid? Would you be scared? "He shall not be afraid of evil things." This is Psalm 112, verse 7. "He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord." That's where he finds security, is in the Lord. Proverbs 3:24, "When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid." Isn't that nice to go to bed at night? "Yea, thou shalt lie down, and sleep shall be sweet." Hebrews 13:6 says, "So that we may boldly say," emphasize boldly say, "the Lord is my helper." Is he your helper? Amen. Is he? Or is he that rabbit's foot you pull out of your pocket once in a while when you think, "Oh, I don't know what to do. What do I do? Which? There's no security in that. Security is in the creator of all beings. "I will not fear what man shall do unto me." Takes me right to Stephen. I think of that a lot in this day when persecution is relevant, and it may be more relevant than we can even comprehend. But if you know, Stephen was taken out to the edge of town for preaching the gospel, and he was being stoned. Man, you know, you think about that, you think, I don't think Stephen was even feeling anything. I got an agreeer in the room. The more I think about that, what did this describe going on in Stephen? He's looking and he's seeing Jesus standing, making intercessions for him. That's where my security's at. And that's where I want it to be. I want it to grow stronger and stronger and quit depending on Jamie. I want to look to God in everything. 1 Peter 3:13 says, "And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good?" Christian, stand firm. Yeah, you hit your finger with a hammer, it's going to hurt. But God will protect anything that can destroy anything else about you. Now, here's one that I learned when our dad passed away. And I remember Mom, of course, she was brokenhearted and upset, and we all was, but she felt so bad for him because she said he was by himself. And we was always together. Somebody was always with somebody. But she felt so sorry for Dad thinking he was there by himself. He experienced that by himself. And God revealed this verse to me one time. It's found in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 18. And it's Elijah with one of his sidekicks. He says, "Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed about the city." The enemy had surrounded them. And he was so afraid of what he saw. He says, "And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and going forth, behold, the host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, 'Alas, master, what shall we do?'" Have you been there? What are we going to do? This is a hopeless case. We have no chance. The armies surround us. He thought they were alone, just as mom thought dad was alone. But listen here, the reality, the security we can find in God. "And he answered, 'Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them.' And Elijah prayed and said, 'Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see.' And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountains was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah." It was revealed to him the spiritual realm of protection. That's where my security lies, in the unseen, the powerful God, the creator of all. And there was no match. Everything on this earth is no match for the power of the true and living God. Is that where you find your security in your life today? We got to get down and get serious about this thing called Christianity. Christianity is not a word. Christianity is not a title. "I'm a Christian. Why are you a Christian?" "Because I'm a Christian. My papa was a Christian. My mom was a Christian. They was a Christian. I went to here. I went to there. I did this and done that and gave this and gave that, whatever, whatever." You must be born again. There is no man can come unto the Father except by Jesus Christ. We got to put our security in our Heavenly Father, in the risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, you heard me say earlier, I'm going to talk just a minute about the security of the resurrection. And like Ken said earlier, we're just 1 week out from that. Let's not forget the value of the resurrection. Everything prior to that and after that, if that resurrection did not occur, is worthless. The resurrection is the exclamation point of grace. Okay, so with that being said, the exclamation point of grace is the resurrection, as was taught in the Sunday school class, Luke 24. Read it again, and it'll add emphasis to you, as when he talks about they traveled, because they were seeing the exclamation point of grace. The disciples were. I'm wanting you to know about that today. Reread the lesson Ken taught. Relearn that lesson. And when his ascension fulfilled grace. Do you stand on the promises of Revelation 21? "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth." Put your security in that. The world, it says it sees a new world order. Does that concern you a little bit? There's no hope in a new world order. The only hope there is, the only place we can find security is in the risen Jesus Christ, the resurrection. John 3:16, everybody knows that one. But listen closely. says, for God so loved the world. Okay, we could talk all day on that. Because it's unimaginable how much God loved the world. We talked about, oh, how I love Jesus. God singing, oh, how I love Olita. And he does that for everyone. We do it for one. He does it for all. It says that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Do you find value in everlasting life? Is that something that you really would cherish and you would really want? And we know everlasting life is not in this flesh. Everlasting life is in the presence of God as he had created us to be. Okay? For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he does not believe in the name of the only begotten Son. Just to clarify that, life is not a journey to a point you decide you're going to heaven or you decide you're going to hell. Life is a journey on your way to hell, and God made a way for you to go to heaven. Without the way, you're on your way to hell. I don't care what the world tells you, what you think. The Word of God says we're born on our way to hell. Okay? Okay, just so you know that. So, when you're in that situation, as Teresa, if you want to come get that song we talked about, if you're in that situation, if you're on that journey, you're under the law standard. Now, remember earlier I talked about the gold standard and the federal standard. Okay, so right now I'm going to just bring that all together here. The law standard, that is by the standard. And what did we learn about the federal standard, that the law standard is? It will fade. It is weak. The law tells us what our sin is. The law loses value. The law will not get you to heaven. The law will tell you, hey, dummy, get off of that road. The Word of God says, he made a way. The law says you're guilty of this, you're guilty of that, you're guilty of that. And look at the Ten Commandments. Tell me how many you're guilty of, and we'll go from there. Okay? But for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That is the blood standard. That is the standard that holds value. That is the standard that our security can be found in. Is that blood, that sacrifice? Or is your security found under the blood standard? Ask yourself that as we sing. The blood standard.